joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw against Godalming. Alan, we're top of the league at the moment, but we're not going to stay there, are we? Dropping points against mid-table sides, particularly at home?
No, not at all. Again, it was probably a bit similar from last week, where we said we wanted to have a solid back four, and we wanted a midfield player to play and be exciting and stuff. And what a game plan, which did it work? Well, it didn't, because we just drew on the game. Like, and we talked with the throw in, and we conceded from the throw in we did. And I didn't think the players in there played, to tell you the truth. And I thought we got run about Radic at times. I thought we were better. They passed the ball on us, which is a bit of a surprise. And so I probably got the team selection and I got the tactics wrong. So it's my doing, really. That's up to me.
You did shift things around today, if not in personnel, then certainly the positions. Huck started centre back, Williams and Collins both paired up in centre midfield. You did change things at half time. Was that a recognition of perhaps a mistake at kickoff?
A little bit of a mistake, yes. We had a game plan how to win the game, and the game was get the best header of the ball in our box because of Taylor's long through and things. But yes, the personnel I probably got wrong, and I thought I was making the right decision, and I haven't done. I'll take up blame, to be honest, no problem.
You were openly critical on the club's website of the players' non-appearance at a social event last week. Do you think that had any bearing on the result today?
Not at all. We had a meeting on Thursday and we sorted out, and I was probably a little bit out of order what I said. We were out of order, not coming to do. I was behind closed door, we had a meeting. And I don't think it's got anything to do with whatsoever.
What does John Neal offer you that Carl Wilson and Dennis doesn't, to justify his start today?
Work rate and energy and work commitments, which we thought we could battle their two centre-halves with, and put obviously put Carl on. It was also a plan of putting Carl on. It was also a plan of putting Phil on. We just wanted to go and steady away. Where it went against our plan was conceding the 48th minute. But I thought he's offered a lot of things. He's got a lot of good things. Carl hasn't done well in the last couple of games, in my opinion. Come on today and done quite well, to be honest. So may just be you need that little kick up the backside to keep on going. But again, you know, I'd be looking at decisions, and I've made the team, and I've picked the team. And it's on my head, and it always will be.
Bayat's made his debut today. How do you think he did?
Quite after him. He'll get better. He'll be all right. He just needs time to settle in. It's been a big couple of days for him. He just needs to settle in a little bit, and he'll be absolutely fine.
There's lots of rumours going around at the moment about Dean Lodge. What's the latest with him?
Got a call at 6:30 this morning. He's went to Northwest Victoria. Wish him all the best. Sorry to see him go. And that's it, really, because he turned down a lot of clubs he has since he's been here. An agreement was he would never sign a contract. And the agreement was that if a conference club comes in for him with a lot of money, a lot more money, then he'll go. And that's what's happened early this morning. Can't do anything about it. The club can't do nothing about it. I can't do nothing about it. And we wish him well. And I hope he does very well. He's a good kid, cracking kid. I think we've improved him. And if he does well there, I'll be delighted. If not, it's dual registration, so he can come straight back to us, which I know he thinks King's doing. He loves the club, he does. But that's enough. That's fair enough. We've got to crack on and be a team without him.
So you've not left on bad terms. The door is open if he did want to come back.
Exactly. All has been open to him. He's a cracking kid. I know I give him more stick than anybody. I think he's a lovely kid. And I wish him all the best. And he has won us a lot of games. And he's been exciting for us. And I'm pleased he's got a good move, which he's won. He's a, he's, you know, he really wants to do well. And doesn't work and all that. So he's full aim. No, he's full aim up there. And I wish him all the best. And the club and the lads wish him all the best. And I'm sure the chairman, Malcolm and Mark, wish him all the best as well. And the doors are always open if he wants to come back.
Is there likely to be an official statement from the club on that? Because, you know, you keep us up to date with injuries, fitness, social events and everything, but there's been a sort of stony wall of silence from the club. Nothing said over the tunnels there, nothing on the website.
Well, I think it'd be daft if the club done that, to be honest. We've got a game to play. I could have easily mentioned it before kick-off, but how stupid would that be? Because it would get everybody on the downer straight away. I've told Mark McMorgan, and I didn't want to mention it, tell you the truth. Why should I mention it? You know, it's ridiculous, that. You know, a daft question, to be honest. You know, we'll talk about it now because that's happened. I didn't get the call till 7 o'clock this morning, but the main thing from 7 o'clock till now is getting the team right and getting anything, and I didn't want any little thing to come into that. And no, of course, it's out in the open now, but we didn't think about Lodge. We thought about Godalming, and that's all we thought about on, so that's how it was.
And what about Monday's game? Are you going to give the youth players another chance?
I'll give some, but some people need to come in, like Turley and that, to have a go. Phil Williams needs to come in and have a go. Yes, the lads need to come in, and yes, again, like, now the squad of players have got on bad, to be honest, but there's a lot of misperformances the last couple of weeks, I think we'll agree on, and you know, there'll be a few knocking on the door, and instead of knocking on the door and talking and cheap talk, their opportunities on Monday, and if you do well Monday, then it can come knocking on my door, to be honest.
I always ask, seemingly week in, week out, about the referee. What did you make of his performance today? Penalty in the last minute?
He's actually went against it, but you know, yes, I thought it was a penalty, to be honest, I really did, but we don't get them. He's been conned a bit, like. But there you go. It's the same for both sides. I think they had a couple of dubious ones as well, to be honest. So, yeah, keep asking them, and I keep giving you the same answers, I think, to be honest.